Today, let's talk about the power of waiting. When you're able to wait upon the Lord, when the times are tough, when you think it's all over for you in life. And we'll go through two biblical verses. Let's start with Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Let's also look at Psalms chapter 40, verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. We live in a time whereby most people want things to happen overnight. People want overnight success. They're not able to wait. They handle a project for 1, 2, 3, 4 months. They give up and quit. Start blaming everyone, blaming the government, blaming their families. You know? In the Bible, we had people who waited upon the Lord for more than a year, more than 5, more than 6, more than 10, more than 15 years. Some waited for 25 years. Let's look at the example of Abraham. When Abraham was 75 years, God called him to leave his homeland and journey to a land God would show him. In return, God promised to make him a father of a great nation and many descendants. His wife Sarah was barren, but God promised, "Your own son shall be your heir." Abraham had to wait for 25 years for God to fulfill this promise of giving him a son. 25 years, Abraham waited and never gave up. He stayed faithful to the Lord. Another example is King David. King David was anointed by Samuel to be the next king of Israel after Saul when he was a teenager. But David had to wait for 15 years before becoming a king. Because all this time he was a fugitive, running in the desert and the wilderness, escaping from Saul who wanted to kill him. David had to wait for 15 years. 15 good years waiting upon the promise of the Lord. Nowadays, your people give up overnight. They can't wait anymore. You must wait for God's blessing. God has not forgotten you. He wants you to wait. Another great example is Joseph, who had a dream about the sun, moon, and the 11 stars bowing down to him, meaning that he would reign over his entire family. His brother sold him into slavery in Egypt. He had to wait for nearly 14 years from the time he had the dream and becoming the prime minister of Egypt. And finally, helping his brothers and father when the famine rocked the land. Another great example of waiting upon the Lord is the Israelites in the wilderness for 40 years, waiting to get to the promised land. They had to go through a lot of temptations, a lot of troubles, a lot of wars, fighting with different enemies. But they waited for the God's promise for 40 years. How long are you waiting today? Are you giving up because you're jobless? Are you giving up because you're in a broken relationship? Are you giving up because you are in a broken marriage? Why can't you wait upon the Lord? Another great example is Job. Job went through a lot of sufferings. He suffered for several years, losing his brethren, all his wealth, suffered diseases, hunger, shame. Yet he was patient to wait upon the Lord. He lost everything, but everything was restored to him in sevenfolds. Another great example is Nelson Mandela. He was in the prison for 27 years. He had to wait. He had to wait to become president after 27 years. In the prison, never gave up. And when he came out of the prison, he was very forgiving. All he preached was forgiveness and moving on to a new chapter. Some of you are still stuck in pain of the past. Some of you are still stuck in hatred of the past. Some of you have unforgiving hearts. You smile, but deep down your heart, it's full of hatred, hunger, pain, and death. You have to wait upon the Lord. Today you have many graduates who want to get out of campus and get six figures jobs instantly, get a promotion instantly. We are living in a microwave generation where everything wants to be instant. People want to become famous overnight. You know, they want fame overnight. They want to get to the top overnight. Let me share with you my own story. I was born in a madhouse, a double room. One room was for my parents. One room was a sitting room during the day, but at night, we could use it as a bedroom. Some of my siblings would sleep in the kitchen that was at the backyard. We slept on the floor, literally being eaten by mosquitoes. I wrote my first book when I was 15 years, my first poetry book, but I never published it until 10 years later. I had to wait for more than 10 years of writing poetry, at least to earn a coin from my poetry. So don't start a business overnight and expect to make money. You have to wait and be patient. And while you're waiting, some people are going to mock you. Some people are going to tell you that, who is your God that you're praying to? Through the tears, through the mockery. Believe in God, he's not forgotten you. Your time is coming. Your time is coming. Never give up. And you must overcome the pressure of proving to everyone that you're successful. Someone's success doesn't define you. We have all our different times or breakthrough in life. Right now, you may not be having a car. You may not be having a bus fare. You are walking to and from work. Keep your head high. Your time is coming. Right now, you may be sleeping on a floor of a mud house, just like I did. Be patient. Tomorrow, you'll have a bungalow. Right now, you may be facing troubles in your marriage, in your relationships. Stay patient. God is still faithful. You may be stuck in debt, ashamed to get out of the house. Stay faithful and stay patient. Your big breakthrough is coming. Right now, you may be jobless, as your peers are highly successful in life. Stay patient. Your breakthrough is coming. While people are mocking you, keep on believing. While people are laughing at you, keep on believing. While you're being frustrated in your jobless, don't quit. Keep on believing, a better job is coming. God shows up when you're almost giving up. You may be lacking nice clothing, nice shoes, nice everything of this world. Stay patient, your time is coming. A day is coming when all the diamonds, gold, and silvers of this world will be for you. Stop blaming God. He's not forgotten you. Everyone has their own day or breakthrough. And your day is coming. You are anointing in life. You are anointing in life. So don't take shortcut. And when God blesses you, make sure you will be a blessing to someone else. Be patient. There's a power in waiting. I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you. Believe in yourself and live your dreams. And stay patient.